Born in Mexico, Missouri in 1949, so I'm older than dirt almost. But I've served on the County Road District 6 years, served on the school board for 9 years. I've been on a council for 6 years. So I've been involved in what's going on in Mexico, and I think it's very important for a person to give some time back to the community you've lived in your whole life and has provided you with an income. I own M&M golf cars out on the highway and the Coke Plant Antiques uptown, and the people of Mexico have supported my companies for many years, and I'm trying to support them back.
So what made you decide to run for another term here on April the 6th?
Well, Matt, there's a couple of projects that I'm interested in and going to want to see them go through. First of all, the pool. I got on 6 years ago. We needed a pool then. The pool leaked, the pool this, the pool that. The pool's 33 years old. I'm proud that our finance and city government has saved $1 million over the 6 years that we were on there. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. So we had some funds to start this pool project, and we finally got it passed or in our budget, and it's being built. And if you go by, it's of course in the park behind the YMCA. Go by and look at it. This is not only just a swimming pool, but it has all kinds of equipment for children, slides and things of that sort, a spray ground, which is very, very wanted by parents where you're not actually swimming, but you're in sprayed water. We have a zero entry, which is very good, where you just walk in at zero and go into the pool instead of jumping in being over your head. So I just want to see the pool get finished. It's been a 6 year plus project, and it's coming to the end. Also very interested in our sewer work that we do. The slip lining part of our sewer system is a fantastic thing, where they go into an old pipe that's yucky and broken, and it's clay, and it was put in maybe in the 1800s, and they have this new process where they slip, I'm going to call it a big plastic bag in there because I don't know any better, but that's kind of what it is. And they apply air and expand that out, and when you're done, you have the most beautiful looking white colored plastic pipe inside the old pipe, just perfectly clean. And we're doing that, and that's a fantastic project that we work on every year. Of course, it costs a lot, and we can't just do every line every year, but we work on it every year. I like to see that keep going. Also very interested in what's going on with the AP Green property. As most people know, we did buy it back in a foreclosure sale. We needed that because we are the co-signers on a bond when Mid-America Brick started, which we have some property involved in that gives us the right for a street for an industrial park back there. But Mid-America Brick paid the bond payments for a couple of years, then Shamrock bought it and they paid it for a couple of years, and then Abacus came along and bought it and they said we're not going to pay it, and they inherited that as part of the deal, so we had to buy the property back. And I want to see that, what we're going to do with that. We have a couple of renters on the property, and that income will pay our bond, and of course that's what we're after. But past that, what are we going to do with the property and how we can get it done? Those are some projects I'd like to see through a little bit further.
Sure, I totally understand that. I'm going to ask everybody too that's running for this seat, are there any particular projects that you would like to see the City of Mexico take on if you're elected to another term?
I don't have an agenda other than to maintain the quality of life that we have now and improve it some. I'm so proud of our government, city government, and our finances. Every one of our budgeted areas, such as parks or sewers or our police or whatever, have balances in their funds. Every year we budget them in, so if something fails, we can buy something new or repair something without being shorted money. I mean, we have just done a fantastic, not we, the city management has done a fantastic job of taking care of the funds that we are allowed to have each year without running short and running around I think fund balances is a fine, fine thing for a city to have, and I'm just proud of that that work that they've done. Roger Haynes, who is our, I'm going to call him our controller, he's our assistant city manager, is in charge of the finance department, and I think 31 or 32 years in a row he's won an award for having quality books that pass certain standards.
No doubt about that. You have been on the council with this COVID-19 pandemic that started last year, right around this time. How do you feel like the city has handled the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, we've kind of followed what the state guidelines have been, and we've done, I think, whatever we can. City Hall, of course, was closed at times, and then it's back open a little bit, and we wear a mask, and we stay 6 feet apart, And could we have done better? Possibly. How would we have done it better? I don't know. But I think we've done a pretty good job. I think the use of the airport by the Audrain County Health Department and by the military reserves for the mass vaccination, the city made that airport available. I think that was a great thing on the part of the city. And I hope the people in Mexico understand that was, a fantastic deal to get 2,500 shots. And then to redo it again at the YMCA, of course, there it was a little bit better better handled, but we had at least a little bit of experience. The first time we had 4 days to get ready and never had done it before. So,
sure thing. What separates you from other council members when folks are out there voting on April the 6th if they want to place a vote for Chris Miller? What would separate you from the other folks running?
Well, everybody that's running, I believe, are fine candidates. I don't have anything bad to say about anybody. I think they're all would be good ones. I think I've got some experience. I've been around. I represent business and industry, which, if you look at the makeup of the council, we have really no other industry type person on the council. So I think that we should have a rounded council of people from all areas. Other than that, I just run on my name and my experience. And if I'm elected, I'm going to serve the best I can. If I'm not, I'm going to support whoever gets elected.
All right. I want to wish you the best of luck. Is there a Facebook page, or do you have signs made up for this run? Is that something that's going on, or just word of mouth?
Matt, I've not done signs or anything since I've been running for the city council. I just run on the fact that you either study it up and know your candidates and vote for your choice. But I don't do a big flamboyant thing that's supposed to make me look better than everybody else. I am who I am.
All right. Well, we're
living the dream here in Mexico, Missouri. You can't ask for better than that.